The money is split among districts and must be used to either update buildings, improve special education, or to pay for reading and math programs aimed at low-income students. The money's dealt out based on enrollment. Green Bay is the 8th district's largest system with nearly 22,000 students. It stands to get more than $17 million. Superintendent Greg Moss says his district is facing a budget shortfall of at least $5 million, so he says the federal money will give him a couple years to see how the economic conditions work out.
At the local level, it's a good stimulus for construction and new technology, while also ensuring that the quality of life of students isn't impacted. These kids who are currently in our elementary, middle schools, and high schools will be the reporters, the superintendents, the mayors in the future, and they still need to be guaranteed a quality education if our country is going to be secure.
Another school district with much smaller enrollment is slated to get much less, $1.2 million. Kaukauna Superintendent Lloyd McCabe says that won't be enough to keep 30 teachers from being laid off.
We don't want to make staffing decisions that are ongoing based on one-time money. So while this is great to help us get caught up with some very critical areas, the funding formula from the state really is the permanent fix for us.
Representative Kagan warned district leaders not to count on current figures, saying depending on what happens in the Senate, the education money in the stimulus bill could disappear. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.